Our psalm meditation today is in Psalm 103. Please turn there with me. The heading informs us that this is a psalm of David. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, for many of us, this psalm is a favorite because it celebrates the great God, the holy God, who is so kind to us, his people. We see here David going over and over and over again. The Lord cares for us in so many ways, in ways in this present life and in ways that go on into everlasting life, in things that have to do with our bodies and our earthly existence, and in things that have to do with our souls, which are even greater. He gives to us all kinds of good things in this life, but they are, we might say, tokens of far greater things that have to do with us spiritually. And so we read about, here in the first few verses, the benefits. We have the initial thing of forgiving the iniquities, but then the diseases as well, redeeming us from destruction, from enemies on the outside, enemies on the inside, principalities and powers in heavenly places. All these we're protected from. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and we could think of both spiritual and temporal blessings there. And then David's moved to mention about a temporal blessing, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And we go through this down all the way through at least verse 18. But not only that, we don't just celebrate what the Lord does for us, we celebrate Jehovah himself, the one who does these things. He is the one who does this in mercy and in compassion. He is the one who does this everlastingly. It's not something that, well, we'll give you a little shot and then you're off on your own. He is the one who does this delightedly. It is not grudgingly. He delights to do this for his children. Our God, children, you will remember, we talked about God's goodness And we said there are several components to it. When we're speaking of God's goodness, we think of His mercy, His grace, His love, His kindness. All His goodness is shown forth in this psalm. Then, starting at verse 19, it is if David can't get God praised enough. He just thinks he can't get God praised enough. And so he does not call merely upon the saints to do this, but upon heavenly beings and earthly creation to do all this. All the earth is called upon to praise this great God who is so kind, so loving, so merciful to sinners, so gracious to those who've been transgressors. This is this great God upon whom David is meditating and upon whom we should meditate and whom we should love. For after all, there is only one way that we can experience this goodness of God, and that's through His Son whom He has given. Our Lord Jesus purchased for us all these good things by His perfect righteousness in His life, by His atoning work on the cross as well. Resurrected from the dead because He had paid off all of sin, He is then ascended into heaven as our prophet, priest, and king, and from heaven it is through Him that all these good things are given to us. All these benefits, good things, that's, by the way, children, that's what the word benefit means. It's a good thing. So you may get a benefit from buying an insurance policy, or you may get a benefit from doing this thing or the other. All right? It's a good thing that comes. It's from the Latin. See, this is why you should be learning Latin. If you're learning Latin now and grudging it, well, there are good reasons for it. In any case, these benefits come to God's people because Jesus has earned them for us. So let us take up the words of angels and of heavenly powers and of the general creation here. We often sing from Psalm 103a or b or c, but we don't as often in part d. Well, I thought it was high time. So let's turn to Psalm 103d and join the angels in singing praise to Jehovah.